Hamilton Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It's my absolute privilege and pleasure to be able to host the Tuesday night call every Tuesday night, but especially on Halloween. Are any of you in your costume tonight? That would be interesting. Playing the role of, Halloween was never a very special evening for me. I seldom ever dressed up. But the last time I did, I remember, was in 1992. Someone asked me today, and I dressed as Zorro, and I went to a Halloween party down in the marina in beautiful San Francisco, California, right below the Golden Gate Bridge. What a great place to have a Halloween party. So welcome, everyone. I have some great content for you tonight. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements and move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I was having a conversation with Alexis Romano earlier, and this is a very interesting evening because of sorts, this is an anniversary. On this very day, 6 years ago, C.G. Siddons and Tara Romano hired me on this very day, and I remember on this very day, the very following year, in 2012, doing an event that some of you on tonight's call may have been attending. It was in Weehawken, New Jersey at the Sheraton, right there across the river, 2 days before Sandy, I'll never forget it. Susan Sly, myself, and Alexis were hosting an event, standing room only, in the beautiful Sheraton Hotel. Now, that was 5 and 6 years ago on this very day, October 31st, 2011, in 2012. Those were some great memories for me. So I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call right after a few quick announcements. This Saturday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be able to host the 12th annual Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. Now, that is an advanced course for my coaching clients who've attended Breakthroughs to Success and gone on and purchased the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. I have an all-star lineup of speakers at that event, headed by the great Frederick Lehrman, who is the author of the inspiring course, Prosperity Consciousness. Frederick will be a guest on my call before the end of the year, as well as C.G. Siddons in the month of December. Those are a couple of the guests. I also have G. Edward Griffin, the author of the highly inspiring book, historical book, called The Creature from Jekyll Island, The History of the Federal Reserve, and Brittany Cara, a woman who's developed a following in the hundreds of thousands online. So those are just a few of the keynote speakers at the event this weekend. So if you're a coaching client, have not attended Breakthroughs to Success to date, I have an event this December on the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and then in February at the last weekend in the month of February. Those events are for coaching clients who have hired me to be their coach. You can attend one of those events free any calendar year. So this Saturday will be, as I said, will be the 12th Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. Next Saturday, November 11th, I will be in beautiful Orange County, California at the Embassy Suites Hilton Hotel at John Wayne Airport with Marissa Campbell as my host. Saturday, November 18th, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with Joe DiBianca as my host. December 2nd, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia. December 16th, I'll be in Rye, New York, very close to White Plains. I believe that's Westchester County. I believe that is the county. That's going to be a fabulous event. That'll be my last trip to the East Coast in 2017. That's the All She Wrote event for 2017 as I fly across the country frequently. I believe I flew that trip 12 times this year. December 30th, I'll round out the year in beautiful Marina del Rey. January 6th, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and January 13th, I will be in Dallas, Texas. And I'm starting to fill in the open dates I have for 2017. I will be in Orlando, Florida, also in February. I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Tonight's call is, the topic is called the three O's, the trifecta of O, overwhelmed, overweight, and overworked. Now, if you find yourself in any one of these categories, two of the three or all three, then there's a high probability that you have some emotional addictions that lead to your overwhelmed, overworked, overweight state. And overweight doesn't always mean physical. It means you can be carrying the weight of the world. That's what many people have told me in my coaching sessions. It means that you are a chronic over-obligator, taking on more than you can possibly handle to fulfill a set of feelings that will keep you overwhelmed. If you find yourself living in anxiety more than you know you should, then this call specifically is targeted to assist you to have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. If you're on this call and you own a business and you don't have clearly defined goals, you don't have dedicated blocks of time, you don't have a vision of the outcome of what you want to create or the life you want to live, now is the time that you actually begin to start dreaming. You start to feel your dreams. You start to sense them. You start to be able to visualize the outcome that you're in the process of creating. You're able to romance it. You can salivate. You can taste it on the back of your tongue. If you are overweight and you're on this call, you want to be able to see the outcome before you start. You want to live in a body that's not only healthy, but a body that you're comfortable in. You want to be able to let go of your overwhelmed feelings that lead to repressed, stuffed feelings that you medicate with food, alcohol, or any multitude of situations as you continue to carry the weight of the world. If you produce admirably for an employer, but you are undercompensated and you continue to be and stay undercompensated, that's also an addiction called chronic under-earning. That program typically shows up in Debtors Anonymous because that is where many people do, is they end up overwhelmed, overweight. They'll give more effort for other people than they'd ever give for themselves, and they're not compensated the way the free market will bear. Now, once again, if you're on this call tonight, you're in the right place at the right time, but you want to take the content tonight and put it into practical reality so you can integrate the content so you can be compensated what the free market will bear. And that requires you to learn to set a set of life skills, business skills, and emotional skills that allow you to be flexible in your emotional state. You're able to bend. You're able to be flexible. You're able to adapt and adjust quickly as you learn to be creative and innovative. The educational system taught you to live in the left brain, the neocortex of your analytical mind. It does not give you room to be creative, innovative in your limbic brain. It's your responsibility to learn how to dream, have a vision of an outcome that you are committed to creating in a 2, 3, 4, 5 year period as you dedicate the blocks of time to being able to live your life by design. Now, the cause that creates the effect of your overwhelm are going to be a series of events. For those of you I've coached, I've broken those events down with you over a series of time. You also want to have a better understanding of why you do what you do so you can separate your feelings from the events relatively quickly and in ease. But if you stay in an overwhelmed, overweight, overworked body, your body will be in stay and fight or flight. And these are for people who typically laugh when nothing is funny. The kind of communication style that fosters this situation is kinda, sorta guess. If I had to say, I don't know, I had someone recently say, I don't know, about 30 times in a half-hour coaching call. And when you're saying, I don't know, you're living in doubt. When you're using guess mid-sentence, you're also telegraphing your doubt. The lowest transformation of energy is going to be guilt and shame. Any type of anxiety drops your emotional ability to attract people you can collaborate with, produce with, create results with. When you're overwhelmed, there's a high probability you're in guilt, shame, rejection, and abandonment. Lowers your resistance, affects your immune system, your adrenal system, and most importantly, it affects your energy and who and what you attract. As you begin to let go of your anxieties about outcomes that haven't happened, as you're able to let go easily and effortlessly, as you change your story, stop telling yourself about what your friends are going to think, change your story about being abandoned and rejected, neglected and not good enough. As you begin to change that story, you virtually change your energy. The energy that transmutes and permeates from you begins to change. You start to transmute from charisma. You start to transmute from conscious awareness. When you are consciously aware, your peripheral vision widens. You're able to see what you have never been able to see before. You're able to hear the words to songs that you never heard before. You're not nearly as checked out as you used to be. You become attentive. You don't pay attention. It's not something you buy. Attention is a be state. You're being attentive. You're able to hear what's meant, not what's said. And not only do you start to begin to let go of being overwhelmed, you stop worrying about situations that have not happened. When you use the word worry around an anxiety, I worry all the time, that means you're overwhelmed all the time. When you're overwhelmed all the time, your body's in a state of fight or flight. You're flexing and flinching. You'll drop a shoulder, raise a shoulder. It'll affect your back, your low back, your neck. It'll affect your cervical spine. It'll affect your thoracic spine and your lower lumbar and different vertebrae, specifically with events and feelings connected to those vertebrae. As you have a better understanding of what a mind-body connection is, meaning that when you attract dis-ease to you, you can also easily and effortlessly begin to attract the antidote or begin to attract the solution so you no longer live in the problem. When you let go of old pain that you've been setting on, it doesn't affect your tailbone. When you're no longer in control of being out of control, C1 and C2 in your upper cervical spine begin to hold an adjustment. When you're no longer uptight, you won't drop your shoulder and start to create scar tissue in your upper back that will affect a rib head that goes out of place. As you begin to let go of your anxiety about money, your low back mythically, magically begins to hold an adjustment and doesn't go out of place. When you begin to have a better understanding and awareness of cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you won't use communication style that says, I'm always worried, I worry all the time, I'm always unorganized, I'm always late. If you grew up in a family where someone would say he'd be late for his own funeral, that can become an identity. If someone says to you, you're slower than Methuselah, whatever that actually means, whoever Methuselah was, but when you start to speed it up, when you start to have a different level of velocity in your communication style, in your emotional energy, when you start to transmute your energy from charisma, from love, joy, bliss, enlightenment, when you come from these places, who and what you attract will begin to change. You'll start to exhibit, witness, and feel the compounded effect. The visible results will begin to show up. You will spend less time overwhelmed. You won't stuff your feelings with food or other medications that affect you, drugs or alcohol. You will no longer live in a repressed, anxious state, telling yourself stories about situations that haven't happened. Everyone violates me. Nobody likes me. I'm so worried about what someone's going to do. I'm losing all of my friends, my contacts. What are they going to think of me? Well, I'll tell you what most people are going to think of you, probably not a whole lot, because they're not going to be nearly as worried as you think they are. You won't give energy to the same situation over and over. You'll have a better understanding that most of society is overwhelmed in their own liability debt, medicating themselves on either food, drugs, pharmaceutical medication, or any multitude of situation that keeps them in fight or flight. And if you continue to attract people who are hostile, angry at you, that's a direct reflection of what you're attracting your reality to fill your own set of feelings so you can feel and justify being abandoned and rejected. As you're no longer the mind-body connection, meaning that you're able to separate your feelings from events, you spend more time on production, more time on results, more time on the romance of what your life's going to be, rather than continue to look over your shoulder, holding on to what life once was. When you live in scarcity, poverty consciousness, anxiety, and a dialogue with money that's not conducive to creating it, you'll attract to your reality people in situations with similar broke thoughts, poverty consciousness. They won't have the money, and then you'll feel disappointed. This is the payoff you get by being overwhelmed, overweight, and then overworked. Overworked is a direct reference of typically how you overwork your adrenal system, how you spend most of your time processing, how you trade time for dollars in someone else's dream, a place called a job. $60,000 a year. Now, what does that actually mean? $80,000 a year, $100,000 a year? It's a fair wage for a job, as a job pays you what a job is worth. But if you want to create what the free market will bear, if travel is one of your goals, if being able to live a good life, if you romance living near or on an ocean, if you want to see the world in your terms and your time frame, if you want to be a philanthropist or someone who's a very skilled giver, or any multitude of situations that you want to become, it's going to require an energy conducive to the outcome you seek. Your mindset, your habits, and your ability to produce results in ease, in comfort. You will have challenges producing results when you're overwhelmed, because you're going to be in an anxious state, telling yourself a story about a situation that hasn't happened so you can fulfill your feelings. The payoff is you get to avoid production. You get to avoid being responsible. Responsibility means the ability to respond. A large percent of society is conditioned and addicted to reacting. This is why you'll see people fly off the handle. You'll see them lose their religion. You'll see them lose their composure. You'll see people get angry. They have to be right. When you encounter this kind of situation, these are people who live in a high level of anxiety. They typically are overwhelmed, overweight, and overworked. Now, if you've been a chronic under-earner, what does that actually mean? It means that you either don't produce at all and live off other people, or you produce your ass off and don't get compensated for it. That's what many people do because they come from noble serving. They come from addicted giving. Giving and serving is noble, but when giving and serving becomes your identity, you're going to tend to enable, do too much for others, get attached easily to situations that aren't favorable, make up stories about other people that haven't actually happened, and then feel violated because you're not getting the love. When you have a better understanding of what it means to be codependent, you'll put energy into being independent, meaning you don't require a man or you don't require a woman for your peace, although you definitely deserve a soulmate, but you'll stop attracting the broken souls from broken homes who create broken bones. You'll stop attracting people who will violate you. You'll begin attracting people who will inspire you, people you can collaborate with, people you can be in free enterprise with, people who will uplift you, people who give you a hand up, not a hand out. When you're relegated to having someone else take care of you, they will tend to violate you emotionally or with a series of words, keeping you pressed down in your own state. You want to learn to be independent, not dependent. But when you talk about how hard a situation is or how difficult it is, then you get the payoff, you get to avoid. And when you avoid, then you're going to feel guilty. You're going to feel shame. If you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, you'll have a better understanding of the letting go process. Letting go is a non-physical skill that you master by understanding the events that create your anxiety. As you're able to break down the anxieties that your emotional state relapses back into frequently, then you can begin to separate feelings. It's not a how do I do this, it's why aren't you doing it. If you don't understand, now it's time you become consciously aware of how an event will create an emotion. Emotions create a corresponding response. So when you're emotional, when you break down and cry frequently, when you have a meltdown, when you coach with me and you let me know consistently that the last 2 weeks haven't been good, well, I'm compassionate. I understand. I'm not judging you, but I also understand that at some point you have to GIG, get in the game. Now, what does that actually mean? It means that you put back-to-back days of production together. You focus on results. You live in the solution. You don't focus on who's not giving you the love, who's not giving you the money, who's not giving you the promotion. You become self-sufficient, self-reliant, self-aware, self-actualized, and you feel this without feeling selfish. You become self-employed. I mean, self has a different meaning than the way a lot of meaning construes it, meaning that you're sufficient. It means that you're enough. You're capable. When you start to come from this place, your body begins to relax and release. Some of your gut issues become better. Your ability to dissolve food, your ability to be able to absorb the nutrients starts to change. When you're no longer in an acid gut reflex, when you don't have upset stomach, irritable bowel syndrome, stuffed feelings, repressed emotions, all of the situations that keep you backed up and overwhelmed, your system begins to operate in an optimum performance. You can also learn to create spontaneous excellence. Now, how do I let go? I get this question every freaking day. Well, it's not how do you, it's why aren't you. And then as you begin to understand the chemistry, the inner game of letting go becomes a habit, it becomes a skill, it becomes a technique, it becomes one with, you become skilled at doing it in a non-overwhelmed body. If you live most of your life overwhelmed, it's going to be your responsibility to actually understand what that means. If you're an addicted processor, thinker, analyzer, you're going to have a communication style that constantly says, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. I coach people on this. I have people ask me questions. I answer the question before I even finish. They interrupt me and say, yeah, but. It means they're chronic flaw finders. And that chronic flaw finding, this is where most people stay overwhelmed. You have to learn to be and stay present. There is no yeah, but, because the future hasn't happened. Your emotional state will create a placebo effect over and over, because if you live in a corresponding response of being overwhelmed, you're going to attract situations and people to fulfill those overwhelmed feelings. You're going to over-obligate yourself by people showing up asking you to do things for them. And if you're one of those business owners that say 24/7, call me anytime, I'd give you the shirt off my back, well, that's not necessarily a great asset at some points. Being able to have fanfare for the common man, being able to be there for people, assisting someone on the side of the road, going the extra mile, well, that has merit, but how far do you go with it? If you take being a giver to an extreme and giving becomes your identity, then you end up giving your power away, wondering why people aren't recognizing you. As you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, as you start to understand how you lost your innocence as a child, how you had to be a grown-up long before your time, you'll be able to easily and effortlessly begin to separate your feelings from the events that created your codependence. When you start to create independence, this is when you start to have a team of like-minded success seekers coming together for a common cause that is called a mastermind. When you're able to attract your reality, people and situations that you can create results with, that you can create change with, that you can produce sales volume with, that you can create outcomes that are favorable, then you're starting to change your energy, who and what. Who and what you attract begins to shift, change. Life starts to get better. You're no longer overwhelmed as frequently. And you want to be one of these people that when I say, what do you do when you get overwhelmed, you're able to look at me and say, I don't get overwhelmed. Getting overwhelmed is a conditioned behavior. Here's what it means. Taking on too much. Over-obligating yourself. Saying yes, yes, yes to too many situations. Over-volunteering. Taking on too many businesses. Saying yes to too many children that you babysit, take care of, run errands for. Turning your spouse, significant other, into the fourth or fifth child. Doing too much. When you're an over-obligator, you're going to be overwhelmed. Now, it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility to understand the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. Once again, these are the events. Events shape feelings. Feelings create a mood. Moods create identities. And identities also are driven by emotions. Emotions create a corresponding response. When you live in rejection energy, when you've been violated, have anxiety about being violated, been rejected, have anxiety about being rejected, you're so overwhelmed being rejected that you reject yourself. This is when you tend to break down, cry, tell stories, get overwhelmed, and I'm not sure I'm ever going to overcome this. Well, you're going to overcome it by letting go. When you let go of being sensitive and defensive, then you can be coached. If you're one of these people that you're so sensitive and defensive, no one can coach you. If you played any kind of organized sport on a varsity team, you'd get your ass handed to you by a coach who would say, hit the showers, chief, hit the bricks, see ya. This is not the whining towel department. This is the producer's palace. You're here to produce and create results in a team environment. When you start to let go of your anxieties about how sensitive and defensive you are, you can start to toughen up. You can start to man up, woman up. You can stand the gaff. You can stay on the pony. You can ride the bull for 8 seconds. It's the white in the knuckle, the gold in the buckle. You win the goat next go round. It means you're not so anxious about someone hurting your feelings. Then you're also not overwhelmed about making mistakes. The reason that most people can't and don't prospect is they get so overwhelmed about situations that haven't even happened. Prospecting is a skill. It's an art. Prospecting means to seek, to find the oyster amongst the pearl, to find gold, to go for the gold. Prospecting means to dig, to hunt, to find. When you become a skilled prospector, you're mining. You're mining for that person that you can collaborate with. You're also able to meet people where they are. You're not in a romance thinking, oh, my God, I found my rock star. Oh, my God, he or she is going to be really good at this. I hear this so often when people prospect, they make prospecting about them. Prospecting is about the prospect. I had someone say to me today, I talked to this person, I told them they'd be really good at this, and I wanted to show them my business. Well, that's freaking great, dude, but you didn't qualify the prospect. You made that all about you. There's a high probability that prospect won't even show up because they know you're attached. When you learn to detach, it means you're not consumed about being rejected. When you're attached, you're going to get rejected to fulfill your feelings. It's a corresponding response situation. Emotions create a corresponding response. So when you grow up being rejected and violated, when you grow up being abandoned, when your father doesn't show up on the day he's supposed to pick you up, it creates a corresponding memory. So this means you're going to now start to set yourself up for people to let you down, to disappoint you. This is how you become addicted to disappointment. As you start to create a different awareness and start to understand how you've been conditioned to behave, as you begin to understand you lost your innocence in the events that shaped your feelings, as you start to have a better cognition of how you lost your innocence by having to take care of a family, as you realize that you used to give your money away to support your family, then you will have a better dialogue with money. You won't be so overworked and undercompensated. When you're undercompensated for your value, you start to feel like you have no value. When you rely on confidence, not self-esteem, because self-esteem is how you feel about self. Confident is how you feel about being competent. Confidence is how you feel about some things. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. And when you transmute your low self-esteem, what you're really saying is, I'm not good enough. Go ahead and reject me. Go ahead and violate me so I can receive the payoff. See, in the letting go process, you have a better understanding of cause that creates the effect, meaning you're able to, in conscious awareness, see the error of your ways, and you're able to adapt and adjust easily and effortlessly. You're not overwhelmed. You're not worried, consumed. All I have to worry about is success. Well, why would you worry about success? Success is to be achieved. Success is to be embraced. It's not something you worry about. It's a state of being. It's a process one day at a time as you learn to be more successful. As you start to have clearly defined goals about the success you create, you spend less time at seminars, rallies, and conventions. You spend less time reading and learning. You spend more time producing. Producing is going to come from action. Action is paramount. The books are important. The seminars and rallies and conventions are important. But a lot of people go to events to avoid being successful. They go to this event and that event and the next event. Well, your credit cards start to show it. You can only run a non-profit organization with a discount for your home for so long. You have a business for profit. You're in business, and profits are better than wages, the great Jim Rohn said. But you're in free enterprise to create and attract what the free market will bear. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings, meaning you're able to separate yourself from events. You're able to look at an event from afar because you're no longer the event. You're no longer the little kid who got picked on in the playground, and people continue to pick on you as adults. When you hold on to those emotions and that energy, well, those emotions create a corresponding response. They're virtually saying, please violate me, please hurt me, please do something to neglect me. Let me know that I'm not good enough. As you begin to understand how these events shaped your feelings, now you can begin to forgive. You can forgive yourself and others. Forgiveness is a skill. Once again, there are very few books written on this topic. The best, to my knowledge, is a book called Radical Forgiveness. It is a great book and a book you definitely deserve to have in your arsenal and your library. Forgiveness is not an act. Forgiveness is a committed process. Forgiveness means you're able to separate yourself from the mistakes that cause your anxiety. As you let go of the anxiety, you can begin to let go of the events. There's nothing for you to be guilty or ashamed of. The more you understand why you do what you do, you can let go of your envy, your jealousy, the situations that hinder you so you can feel rejected. When you start to step into clarity, when you can see an outcome before it happens, when you live in a state called know, K-N-O-W, then you're going to be able to neutralize some of your own words. As you begin to let go of the words that disempower you, as you begin to understand the way you communicate and speak to your higher self, then you're going to begin to create a simple, subtle change. As you're able to let go of being sensitive and defensive, as you're able to let go of being a victim or victimized, your energy is going to shift. Your energy is going to change. You're going to go from anxiety, fear, and doubt to where you're going to live more frequently in a place called conscious awareness. Conscious awareness, and when you are consciously aware, it means you now know. You know what you know, and you don't doubt what you know. And you know that whatever you know, it's going to happen for you because you've separated yourself from doubt. And you're able to live in a place called faith. And in that faith, you're able to speak into existence reality you create. And in that faith, you don't waver. You don't live in doubt. You don't relapse. And when you live in that kind of faith, you're not the mind-body connection to the events that created your doubt. Your doubt's going to be a direct reflection of how people doubted you. Doubt, no one is born in doubt. Doubt's a learned behavior. As you're able to start to separate your doubt from the facts, you're going to attract to reality more frequently, more committed people. And you're looking for people who can commit. You're not looking for people who are interested. Yes, I understand. Everyone can be a product consumer, and you never turn anyone down, or typically don't, unless there's an extenuating circumstance. I mean, anyone can succeed, but success is based on a principle called the law of the few. And as you let go of being overwhelmed, overweight, and overworked, your energy is going to shift and grow. Your body's going to change. Your body's going to transform without a lot of effort. As you begin to understand the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, as you start to realize that my time is now, I'm here, I'm now, and I'm capable, and I'm ready to produce. As you're able to stand and live in that power, then you're not going to let someone use force to control you. As you're able to roll your sleeves up and really dig in to what it is required of you to succeed, you'll be able to go to bed in absolute gratitude for a task well done. You'll be able to go to bed and rest because you're in joy now, because you're proud of the effort you put forth. You're going to start to see results, and as you start to see results, you become results conscious. And as you're results conscious, you're going to have people offer you bigger and better opportunities. Situations are going to happen to you while they're also happening for you. And as you begin to step into that power, you can let go of the mind-body connection to the events that you held on to. And you're able to easily and effortlessly let go. You're not holding on to grief and apathy. You're starting to live in conscious awareness where you know, you unequivocally know, and you know what you know, and you don't doubt what you know because you know that you know. And in that kind of know, that's not a know, that means you do know. And when you do know, you'll stop doubting what you don't know. When you live in a known know, it means that you know, and you live in that kind of energy, you're going to magnetize and attract your reality the people that are going to be there for you. People are going to show up as long as you don't sabotage the situation. The minute you start doubting the process, once again, you're relapsing. And it's not a how do I, it's I'm committed not to be in doubt. The minute you go back into your overwhelmed state, as you live in that overwhelmed state, it's going to be challenging for you to be able to attract your reality, people that you can collaborate with. When you're overwhelmed, your energy is very frantic and frantic. It's not conducive to relaxed relatability. It's not conducive to favorable relationships. It relegates you to living with people who live in an energetic state very similar to the one you reside in, meaning you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to foster those feelings. As you begin to let go and separate your feelings from events, as you have a clearer picture and distinction of the words you use, as you start to clean up your language, as you start to listen to some of my content, as you start to be able to follow some of my posts, how I show and teach you how to articulate your feelings, as you become much better in your communication style, it's also going to show up in who and what you attract. you'll start to attract synchronistically people that you can collaborate with, people that you've never envisioned attracting before because you talked yourself out of it. As you begin to easily and effortlessly let go, you're going to attract people and situations that will take you out of being overwhelmed, overweight, and overworked. As you start to understand the laws that govern money, your value systems change. It doesn't mean you forget your values, but you start to raise your standards. If you have low standards, you have low self-esteem. If you have low standards, you'll have people in your database and influence who won't produce a lot because you are the leader that they were looking for. You're going to attract to reality the people and situations that fosters your anxiety. As you're able to step into the middle of it all and say, I will not be denied, as you're able to come from power rather than force, as you have a better handle and understanding of why people do what they do, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that creates a lot of your anxiety. As you're able to separate and let go of anxiety, you're able to see a situation for what it is. You're able to walk away from a situation without having to prove someone wrong. You're not going to get in the ring with someone if you have to. You're not going to sit outside. You're going to be able to be productive. Instead of being outside of the circle, you want to move into it. You want to move into the inner game of life rather than sitting on the backside or the outside of it. Instead of being a spectator, you want to be a producer. Instead of being someone who waits for good things to happen, you're someone who begins to create their own outcome based on your committed goals, your ability to commit and decide. When you start to meet people who actually are very skilled at committing, you will see that they've accomplished a lot. They tend to have paid off their debt, have their own properties. These are the people who live in a different kind of energy than most of society. They're unique. And in that unique energy, that means they're a maven. They're a very, very small percent of society who can connect at will with almost anyone. As you start to attract someone that has influence and affluence, your game begins to change because you're not as overwhelmed. It's going to be challenging for you to attract people when you live in an overwhelmed state, worried all the time, always worried. If that's the way you communicate, it relegates you to people of lower energy and lower vibration of you. And as you begin to understand that, then you won't feel like a victim. You won't feel like you've been victimized. You'll start to become a victor. It means you're able to rise above. Being victorious means you win. You're starting to develop a winning habit. Your expectations begin to change. And as you start to change your expectations, there's a high probability in a relatively short period of time, you'll start to attract the very situation that you sought to avoid. As you begin to move into your power and let go of cause that creates the effect, you'll let go of a lot of situations and people who no longer that you have the ability to connect with. And you're not letting people go because you are rejecting them. You're letting people go because it's healthy for you. If you have a better dialogue with yourself and a better dialogue with money, you'll be able to attract people who you can collaborate to create money with. Money itself typically isn't that attractive. It's what you can do with it that creates the attractor factor. Now, as you start to build businesses and multiple ventures, as you start to become focused on the cause that creates the effect, as you begin to live in your power and you let go of force, your energy changes. It's in that type of energy that you're able to stand the gap. You're able to say, bring it on. You're not consumed or worried about what others say, think, and feel. You're comfortable with yourself. You feel really good about yourself, and you feel consistently better each and every day. You're able to grow your circle of influence by the person you've become. You have people that start to reach out to you because you start to feel like a person of influence and affluence. As you start to transmute that type of energy, once again, a different type of situation begins to show up. You become much more opportunistic. You become more in the present, in the now. And in that kind of space, in that kind of energy, it's amazing what starts to happen synchronistically. Now, as you begin to let go of being overwhelmed, you start to address the feelings that you stuff, and you start to develop a healthy dialogue with asking, receiving, and deserving, then over a period of time, you're going to see people show up. and they're going to show up in unique situations. They're going to show up, they're going to meet you and ask you a question. You're going to encounter someone who says, I don't know what it is about you, but I want what you have. People will start to respond to your posts, your advertising differently. People at a much higher frequency, higher level of emotion, higher level of energy will begin to show up. These are the clues and the signs and the journey. You're also going to have people who start to compliment you. Be comfortable in receiving the compliment. Don't check out. Receive it. Don't rob someone of the opportunity of being able to give you a compliment. Instead of being late, you start to become early. Instead of giving your worst, you start to perform your best. You're no longer believing that you perform your best when your back's against the wall. Let's address this wives' tale. First of all, performing when you're at rock bottom is not the best way to perform. Now, if you believe that, that means you're typically going to wait till the last minute, pull situations off in a high, anxious adrenal state, burning out your adrenal system. It's not the optimum performance. The optimum performance is in a relaxed body. Being able to perform on command means you're so comfortable with the outcome that you create the outcome that's favorable to you frequently because of your law of averages is very high. And as you start to understand the repetition and experience that required to be a professional, you'll cease being an amateur because what you're doing, you know, is not getting the results that you're capable of. And as you start to understand that, you'll stop accepting situations for what they were. You'll raise your standards, your goals will change, and you'll begin to attract to reality people and situations of influence and affluence who are cause-driven, who are highly productive, who are results-motivated. These are the type of people that are multitaskers. They can do more than one situation at once. And if you're a skilled multitasker and you're listening to tonight's call, go ahead and shake your head and acknowledge that. You're a very skilled multitasker. But you want to be so skilled at multitasking that you don't get overwhelmed in your multitasking. And you don't take on a role that you can't fulfill. And you want to be able to easily and effortlessly let people and situations go. As you're able to do that, then you're separating your feelings from events. That means you're not the mind-body connection to the events that create your dis-ease. And as you get really good at this and start to understand the places that you start to understand why people do what they do, and you start to understand predictability, you won't personalize situations as long. And when you start to live in a very simple, relaxed life in a non-complicated process. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to give up everything, but you also want to learn to understand to be as simple, as organized, as detailed, without feeling neurotic, overwhelmed. If that's you, adapt and adjust, but be able to create a livelihood for yourself through the efforts of your energy. And as you start to live in that space, you're going to attract your reality, people and situations who are going to foster some of your purposes. As you begin to let go, you'll be amazed at the number of people that begin to show up. And as you start to really let go and understand this, people begin to show up in precarious ways and places. And when you're letting go of being overwhelmed, when you're not neurochemically addicted to a set of feelings, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, when you're able to easily and effortlessly let go of situations that you know aren't going to serve you, then there's no attachment. And you're not holding on to the ghost of the future or the ghost of the past. You're living right here, you're here, you're now, and you want to be able to get on with your life. Well, you want to be able to do that tonight by resting. When you go to bed tonight, put energy into resting, not sleeping. When you're resting, your back and spine oftentimes begin to align themselves while you're resting. And as you begin to become a skilled rester, it means you're able to replenish, refuel. As you're able to do those situations, then you're starting to break through. You absolutely are starting to be in a place where you can channel your energy, where you can do something with it. You're able to understand the cause that creates the effect of why people do what they do, and you start to be more influential and more affluential, and you start to create healthy boundaries. Your life starts to simplify because you understand the value of simplicity. And the more you simplify yourself, the less overwhelmed you'll be. Because if you're overwhelmed, you're probably going to be, if you're overwhelmed, there's a high probability you'll be unorganized and undisciplined. As you start to create better habits and routines, as you start to be more comfortable with why you do what you do, as you get a better understanding of why people do what they do, you get a much better understanding of the way that the universe operates. You start to become much more understanding of the reason that people do what they do. Human beings are predictable, and that's that predictability factor that you start to have a great understanding of, so you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings. As you start to understand cause and effect, as you start to understand the mind-body prescription, as you start to understand why people do what they do, then it gives you an advantage, and you're not playing with an opponent, you're playing with the machine. And the more you understand that kind of situation, as you start the machine, the mechanics of it all is when you're in a system, when it's in that kind of machine that you can create the velocity. Now, very few people do this because they wait till the last minute. You don't have a system and routine. There's a mechanics that you start to understand. You do the same thing over and over, and it's in that type of velocity that creates a compounded effect. It's that speed that you start to create. It's that unharnessed energy that you bring to the table because you're no longer living in anxiety. You're no longer overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed, you start to have healthy boundaries. As you start to recover and move into the recovery state of being overwhelmed, you start to establish boundaries. You're able to say, I'm going to pass on that situation. I won't be able to make that trip. You're able to say no thanks without feeling guilty. As you're able to live in that energy, you're not the mind-body connection to the scarcity and poverty consciousness you grow up to. As you begin to embrace the process of change, you're not worried about making a mistake. You're not mistake conscious, you're results conscious. You want to be able to be in a very relaxed body as you're able to address situations for what they are. You're not overwhelmed. You're not getting anxious. You're not scared. You're not frightened. And you can save some of that for game day. And when you start to be focused, when you start to live that life in that focused state, it's amazing who and what you attract. As you're able to understand the science of attraction, you'll begin to change as you have healthy boundaries and you live in a very relaxed body in a simple system. A simple system means that you can teach it to anyone. Whether it's folding the towels or buying the groceries, you start to become system-driven. And it's the system you're able to create. So when someone says, oh, you're so OCD, or oh, you're neurotic, you don't pay attention to them. You focus on the outcome that you seek. And as you begin to live that kind of life, then you're going to attract, in a very short period of time, you're going to attract very healthy people who have healthy boundaries. You'll start to attract people who are self-sufficient, self-reliant, who are assured of themselves. You're going to attract one or two people who unequivocally get it and are in a position to take advantage of it. You're going to find a few people who unequivocally have the talent. And these are the type of people that are sometimes in the wrong place you're in the right place at the wrong time and miss out on it. Or oftentimes people are in the right place at the right time and don't see the opportunity for what it is. As you begin to have a better understanding of cause and effect and why you do what you do, you'll relapse a lot less frequently. You won't relapse back into a set of feelings or emotions based on past events. As you start to gain and stay in your power, it's a be state. You're being powerful. As you're able to be in that state of power, you want to be able to take care of it on your own at times. And that power, that means that you don't require someone else's approval for you to be in your power. When you're able to not be the anxiety that creates the overwhelmed state, then you're starting to neutralize your feelings on command. And it's with the simple discipline, the practice repetition, that you'll meet some of your greatest teammates and friends in this journey in the next 12 to 14 months, because people are fascinating. When you can become fascinated by people, well, that's because you're also a very unique person. And the more you understand the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, you'll be able to easily and effortlessly put energy into what will bring you the greatest return on it. When you start to devote your energy to a situation that You just don't, that you're not getting the reward. You're able to adapt and adjust easily and effortlessly. You're able to move on without personalizing it. As you start to personalize situations, it's oftentimes for the person you've set up to disappoint you, to be provoked to a set of standards that aren't conducive to living that lifestyle. Now, when you start to have a better understanding, once again, of why people do what they do, as soon as you greet that, and when you have that understanding and awareness, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events. And when you're able to let go of that, your power changes, your energy shifts. You become a person of influence and affluence. You're not the mind-body connection to being a victim. You may have been victimized, but if you can hold your head up with dignity and pride and a sense of urgency that's conducive to people wanting to be a part of what you're doing, then you're going to create that buzz. You're going to create people coming to. You're going to attract a soulmate. You're going to attract a teammate. You're going to attract someone you can break through with because you've paid the price. And by paying the price, he knows what I mean. So when you've paid the price once, twice, thrice, I mean, you haven't lost the situation before it even happened. So many people put energy into situations that haven't happened so they can be and stay anxious. And that's the payoff that many people receive from being an addict, because you're so concerned and worried that you can't do it right that you avoid doing it at all. And when you're in that state, that's one of the states that I take clients on and assist them to really understand how the events shape those feelings. When you can separate yourself from the events that shaped your feelings, when you can have a better understanding of how the situation, how the game is played on the inner game, when you have a better understanding of why people do what they do, then you'll be able to come to a place in your own consciousness where you've reached a place where you'll not be denied. It's in that place of not being denied in a very relaxed body that you begin a process you have been willing to embrace. Whatever that means, it means you're willing to do it. You're willing to do whatever is required for you to stay in the game long enough. And as you start to develop that kind of mindset, that tenacity, as you start to be able to take care of other people from some of your situations that you're really good at, and as you start to understand the difference between letting go and holding on, there's no significance to holding on to a set of feelings based on events. As you're able to separate yourself from the picture, as you're able to let go easily and effortlessly, as you're able to understand why I do what I do, as you're able to grasp what's going on, then you're obviously in the right place at the right time. And if you're in a position to receive a free 15-minute coaching call, you can send me a message on Facebook, or if you've already done that, I will get back to you in a relatively short period of time. Good night. And one of the situations, as we begin to wrap up here, finish this year strong. Absolutely crush this year. You have two full months, and then all of a sudden it's going to be old anxiety, January 1st, and many of you have events to attend at the first of the year. Well, you want to finish strong. You want to be a producer. You want to be able to come from a place of power, not a place of force. As you begin to step into your power, you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety. As you start to understand the difference between power and force, force is when you feel coerced. Force is when you feel that you have to perform. Force is when you feel you have to perform duties on the job. And as you start to have a better approach to this, you start to have a better understanding of cause and effect and why people do what they do, then you're able to live a much better life by design. So, and that, as you begin to design your life, it's going to come from your belief, the sense of certainty. The levels of belief are disbelief, not belief, uncertain belief, highly evolved belief, and then a whole other type of situation that you begin to attract easily and effortlessly without having to explain, validate, or justify yourself to anyone. As you begin to live in that energy, you're going to attract people of influence and affluence over a period of time. It's practically guaranteed. In a non-guaranteed world, there are a few situations that you can take to the bank. And it's that kind of energy that silences a lot of people, and it's that kind of energy that you start to live in, that you know you're capable of. You start to come from your best power. You start to come from from source as you begin to let go of the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. As you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, then you're able to move on yourself. And as when you start to move on, you live with less regrets. You live to learn to live with cause and effect and why people do what they do. As the more you understand that, the more you understand how important it is to recover, and you live in recovery, the more you understand cause and effect, why you do what you do, the more you understand that I don't want to get caught up in any kind of drama, the more you understand how to separate your feelings, then you won't be as overwhelmed, you won't be overweight, and you won't be over-obligating yourself. If you are committed to your success, then you have to be willing to do W-E-I-T, whatever it takes. Now, whatever it takes, you'll have to refine and figure that out. And I know if it was me, I would be focused on what's going to bring me the greatest return. I'd be focused on being able to create a result. And the more you understand how it is required of you to be results conscious, you'll start to attract a different kind of person in a relatively short period of time. As you get good at that, you're going to be able to cross, as you start to get good at being able to read the situation for what it is, it's going to be a huge advantage to you, because now, you're able to trust your intuition. You're able to trust your feelings, your limbic brain, where your creativity and your innovation live. So, but this call is officially a call, and it's been great being on this call with you tonight. This call has officially been recorded and will be available for playback on Pod-O-Matic. You can find this on my website, goldenmastermind.com, right-hand corner icon, or you will be able to see podcast. That's where you'll be able to find tonight's call or any archive call from the past. As we wrap up the call tonight, finish strong, because tonight is the very last night of October 2017. You'll never get this night again, but you definitely have November 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So in this next 7 days, be and stay productive. Focus on results. Stop telling yourself stories and be able to come from power and production. Because no matter what's happening to you, there's ways that you can eventually neutralize the situation, because you're creative and innovative. And as you start to live in that energy, there's very little that you can't accomplish. And when you start to live in that space, you start to become a person of influence and affluence, attracting your reality, people and situations that you can collaborate more frequently to create results. Happy Halloween, everyone. This call is officially a call. Have a great evening. I'll see you on next Tuesday night's call. I'll be in Orange County, California, Saturday, November 11th. Have a great night, everyone.